critical infrastructure once referred to roads, bridges, and power plants. Today, the term includes unseen digital networks that control, monitor, and enable visible services like power, electricity, and water treatment. One way to protect critical infrastructure from hackers is to disconnect operating technology from the internet. New analysis reveals that many critical systems are indeed connected to the web, unbeknownst even to those operating them. Joining me to talk about this is Kim Zetter, senior writer for Wired. Her article, 10,000 Reasons to Worry About Critical Infrastructure, is online at wired.com. Kim, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
Help us understand the type of infrastructure that has been found to be vulnerable. In your article, you refer to them as industrial control systems. So what do these industrial control systems control?
So industrial control systems control a whole host of things. They control manufacturing facilities, for instance, assembly lines in cereal factories, in automobile construction factories. But they also control critical infrastructure, as you mentioned, such as the electrical grid, water treatment centers, nuclear facilities, things like that.
So this is a big vulnerability.
Yeah, well, the systems have been known to be vulnerable for years. They've been known in the industry to be vulnerable. It's just recently that the public has become aware of them.
And partly because this Aaron Leverett you write about, a graduate student at Cambridge, he developed a tool that helped to detect thousands of vulnerabilities in industrial control systems. So what did he find?
Well, actually, his tool doesn't do that. What his tool does is it combines sort of search engine function, which looks for industrial control systems that are connected to the internet, and then it marries that information with a database of vulnerabilities. So he doesn't actually find vulnerabilities. He basically just developed a tool that makes it easy for someone to identify systems that are connected to the internet that may be vulnerable.
And he concluded that part of the problem is that there are connections where there shouldn't be.
Yeah, so industrial control systems shouldn't be on the internet, but in the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years, they've been gradually connected to the internet for ease of use. So administrators like to manage them remotely. So if you're from home or if there's a facility out in the field somewhere that you can't get to easily, they want a web page that they can monitor and administer it remotely. And so this is the problem, is that many of these systems are connected to the internet, and there are public-facing web servers, which would be the web page that you can manage these with.
Even though many of these administrators say, no, we can easily disconnect it, we're not connected to the internet, is that so?
Yeah, so in some cases, they don't actually even know they're connected to the internet. There may be an embedded web server, which means it comes with a web server, and they don't even know. You know, the administrators might not know that someone connected it. Maybe a contract worker connected it. Maybe it was connected initially for testing purposes, and they thought it was disconnected, and it wasn't. So there are a lot of systems that they don't even know are connected.
Leverett did present his findings to the Department of Homeland Security, who in turn notified operators of some of these industrial systems. Were operators surprised to learn how vulnerable they are to attack?
Yeah, he didn't get into that very much. I mean, he did notify DHS, and DHS in turn tried to contact the owners of the system. DHS didn't really comment other than to thank him for revealing this information. But there was, at the conference where he revealed this, there was one manufacturer of control systems, Rockwell.
Mm-hmm.
And this person said that they had spoken with customers who were identified as having these systems connected, and they hadn't been aware. So they were very grateful that someone had pointed it out to them.
You do quote him as saying, if a student can put this together, surely a nation state can do it. Any evidence, Kim, that other nations are trolling online for insecure systems?
Well, it's not nation states. I mean, your average hacker is interested in these now because you can cause sort of silly mayhem with them. And there have been incidents already of hackers locating these systems and pointing to them on the internet. So it's not just nation states that you have to be concerned with. It's just sort of the random hacker who wants to cause some mishap.
Well, that's a question. Is there a danger in having this kind of resource out there in the public?
Well, I think that's always been there's a double-edged argument there in terms of security that's existed for a long time. Is whether you disclose these vulnerabilities, which then means that a hacker can take advantage of them, or if you keep them secret. The problem with that is that it assumes that hackers don't already know about this, and they do. So the problem is getting them fixed. And most companies, like I said, they don't know their systems are connected, so you have to sort of publicly shame them in this way. And also the manufacturers of the system have not taken steps to secure them. So this kind of disclosure kind of forces that issue.
Are those the two biggest hurdles to protecting these industrial control systems?
Yeah, because I want to point out that the problem isn't just that they're connected to the Internet. Of course, that makes it a little easier to attack them. But many of these systems are insecure, and even when they're not connected to the Internet, they're problematic.
Kim, we want to thank you for explaining at least this portion of it to us.
You're welcome.
Kim Zetter, senior writer for Wired. You can find a link to her article, 10,000 Reasons to Worry About Critical Infrastructure, at wordofmouthradio.org.